This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
From days long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe, comes a legend.
The dream that came through a million years, that lived on through all the tears.
It came here, the Fandom Nexus.
Fabulous secret powers were revealed to our host as he plugged in his microphone.
I have a podcast!
Here he is, your Spider-Pan, Jeremy.
Yes, yes, I'm back. It's time to go on another adventure into Neverland and have a little fun and talk about, well, normally we talk about something kind of retro or something from the past that we've enjoyed. This is more of one of those tribute episodes. We've had a lot of people passing away over the past few weeks. And so we're going to dedicate some time to talk about all those passings. Along the way, of course, we will talk about some fun new trailers that I've come across over the last couple of weeks. Well, I still have a thing here for my Blue Beetle movie review. I got to take that out of the notes. We already did that. I hope you all enjoyed it. And I hope in the meantime, you also checked out the Nerds and Jesus podcast with Mary Howell, who came along there to help us with our Blue Beetle review. She had a much longer review with me that hopefully that you enjoyed and did check out. But we're going to talk some games, toys, and news and that kind of thing. And, of course, visit the trailer park. And then I've got a lot of tributes to a lot of people who have passed away. So I'm going to just kind of get right to it. And you know what? I'm just going to have to fade out this long intro music, because it's just going to keep going otherwise. So I'm going to fade that down. Isn't that nice? I just did that manually. Did you enjoy that? I know you did. So, of course, I can still hear it slightly in the background. But, you know, I wanted to get to where we're on some content now. So, of course, the typical things we do like to ask when we start off a show, what have you been watching? Well, I have been watching, I just started watching King of Queens. Now, this, of course, a sitcom. It's available to view on Peacock. This ran, I believe, the late 90s is when it got started with Kevin James and Leah Remini. I don't know. But I like Kevin James's sense of humor. He does like a good clean comedy. So I was like, you know, I've seen a little bit of the show, and I had seen even on YouTube, there's an official channel that had some clips that I thought were pretty funny. It's like, you know, I didn't really watch a whole lot of that show, and I kind of feel like I might have missed out. So I found it's on Peacock. Philip helped me with that. And so I started watching on Peacock, and, you know, I'm enjoying it. It's kind of fun to watch. It reminds me a lot of the Flintstones in the fact of, you're just focusing on this married couple. If Fred Flintstone was not quite the loud, blowhard, and temperamental person, but had all the other, like, the insecurities and the and that kind of thing, and a bit of the person on the being the blue collar working man type, and having the beautiful wife who's smarter than he is. That kind of thing, except for in this case, she is actually working as well. And for the added bonus, instead of the annoying mother-in-law that would show up and stay with them in the Flintstones series, you have Jerry Stiller playing his father-in-law, who lives in the basement. He just, so far in the Where I'm At system first season, he just adds a lot of just fun bits into the show. Of course, in the meantime, kind of watching that on my own. Well, I've been watching some of it with my wife. We still need to go through and watch Fairy Tale and finish on that. I have started reading some of the manga I've checked out of the local library just to see if there's anything that's different. And there's been a little bit of extra details added in. Fairy Tale is a very fun anime, which my wife has a Crunchyroll account, and that's where we've been watching it. But I've definitely been enjoying, you know, watching that show and then kind of reading. So there's a little bit of extra details in some of the side characters that are given and little asides in some of the books. So still watching that. Now, what have I been playing this week? Okay, well, I just actually, on Monday, which was Labor Day, completed. Well, I don't want to say completed. I didn't do absolutely everything in the game. I know some people have to do everything in a game, and certain games I do. If I'm really, really just super hyped about a game and I'm really enjoying it, I will finish everything. Like I did with Final Fantasy VII, although I didn't quite get the platinum. There was a few things I just could not succeed at. But I did platinum the Spider-Man game and a few other games. But, you know, that Spider-Man game was great. And I am looking forward to October 20th to getting my hands on Spider-Man 2. Which the fun thing about that, the Planet Anime here in Kansas City will be that same weekend. And I did see that the voiceovers, like Yuri... I can't think of his last name, but the actors who've been voicing, you know, Peter Parker, Miles, and even Yuri Watanabe, you know, Captain Watanabe in the games. Those three voice actors are at Planet Anime. Now, if I had known that maybe beforehand, I might have set aside some money to maybe go. As it is, I hadn't planned on going because I'm not a big anime fan. My wife is, but she's not really interested in going. She's actually put some money aside. She wants to go camping again here at the end of the month. And now we went camping a year ago, and it ended in disaster. I think I've told you all that story that we had an accident and ended up in the emergency room with my poor injured wife. She turned out to be okay. We wanted to be sure because she had hit her head and had some blood, and wanted to make sure she wasn't really bad cut up or concussed or anything. But she turned out to be okay, but we were up all night because of it anyway. So in the end, it wasn't really that fun of a camping trip. And I'm not a big outdoors person, but she wants to go again. And I've told her, I think you might be going by yourself. The place that we go has a Women Fish for Free event on that particular weekend. And she kind of saw it happening last time. I was like, oh, if I'd have been prepared, I could have gone fishing. Well, she's planning to be prepared to go fishing this time. And I'm like, okay, well, you go ahead and go fishing. It wouldn't be free for me. So I'm like, you go on fish. I'm going to stay here and do things around here, I guess. I don't know. I actually have some things coming up that I'll need to be around on Saturdays as well, which we'll talk about probably by the next episode or later. There's something special coming up that I'm going to be doing that should be interesting, and we'll be able to get a different perspective on a lot of things that we discuss here in the show. Okay, but anyway, so Just Cause 3. So I finished the main game. I did put through the effort to, before I finished the main game, I found it easier if certain locations I had freed from the evil dictator's military, so I go and defeated all the bases and all this other stuff, and some of my playthrough you can see on the Neverland Official Gaming channel, but I didn't put everything up there. I'm working on putting a few more of my funny little glitches that popped up that were kind of funny. I had a car that actually disappeared from out from under me at one point, and I don't think I've posted that video. I need to make sure I post that. But I gotta say, now that I've finished the main story, I have a segment of what I'm going to call the Morons of Medici. So Medici is the country, the fictional country that you're in, that you're trying to liberate from this evil dictator. Now, the AI of the regular people are just stupid. Okay? I could be driving down the road in a tank that I've stolen from the bad guys, and you know, or I might be driving, you know, with a rebellion's tank or whatever, and people will run right out into the road in front of you. Or even if I'm driving down the highway in a tank, they will come up and rear end me and then start screaming like, ah! And the scream, the voicing of the panic scream is annoying. But they'll come and hit me when I'm just driving down the lane in a tank or whatever. They'll come and bump me in a motorcycle even, boing, and they go and are wrecking themselves. And they're going, oh my gosh, it drove me insane. And I even had some people that ran right in the middle. I was having a firefight with you know, some enemy soldiers, and civilians will run right in the middle and get killed.
And I was like, well, why did you run into the fight? Why didn't you run the opposite way? And even when you're driving down the towns, you're trying to liberate the towns, and they run right out into the street, and they don't run for their homes where it's safe. They run right out in the street until I, you know, end up hitting them with a car or they get shot. It's like, what is going on? And then to really add insult to injury to the whole thing, I had occasionally, even, and I put some of this video online because I eventually got to the point where I just couldn't take it anymore. I just freed this town. And I'm walking around the town. I just, you know, raise the flag of the new Medici, and a guy hits me with his car, and it does some damage. It does some serious damage. It nearly kills you when you get hit by a car. But that was the last straw. I've got a grappling hook thing that's your main thing in these games if you've ever played them. I grappling hooked over to his car. Well, after I opened fire on him and I popped his tire, and then I grappling hooked on his car, took his car, and then I drove it into a wall to wreck it. So you are not allowed to drive anymore. It's stuff that I wish I could do in real life. When someone nearly kills me down the interstate, which actually happened to my wife and I, last week when we were driving, I was driving home from we've gotten to where I have to kind of drive her to and from work in order for us both to go when I'm not working remotely from home. That kind of thing. But, oh, my goodness, some guy was driving like an idiot and a maniac and nearly hit us and he cut us off, all kinds of stuff. And I was wishing great harm upon him, something where it's like, okay, if he's going to drive that stupid and put other people at risk, I wish that his stupid driving would cause him to wreck and injure his leg bad enough to where he can't step on a gas pedal and he's no longer able to drive. But that would make everybody else on the road safer. You know, so I would say stuff like that, but I could never do anything like that to them to make them stop. You know, I can't grappling hook onto his car and pull him out of his car and say, nope, you just lost your driving privileges. You know, we wish we would. But in this game, I could do kind of things like that. Like, okay, that's it. You're no longer driving. You just hit me with a car and you just kept going. You did a hit and run on me. It's just the AI for the townspeople of Medici. They're all morons. That's why I call this the morons of Medici. And it's no wonder they had an evil military dictator actually take over their country when they're really this stupid. But moving right along, let's get at some news.
Spanning the Disney and geek universe to bring you the best in comics, toys, movies, and entertainment. This is news from around Neverland.
So Atari has announced what they're calling the Atari 2600 Plus. Now you look at this, for those of us of my vintage, you remember what an old Atari looks like. And I've actually got like a plug and play Atari downstairs that's got some games already programmed into it, which I realized when I got it. And I was excited, like, this is great. Most of the Atari games were meant to play two players. You know, the really good ones were two players, you know. Like playing combat and stuff, except for when you'd go to the outside games like Activision would make Pitfall. You know, there was a lot of single player games made by outside, but a lot of ones that Atari made directly were two player games. They're meant to be played with your siblings or a friend. And so most of the games on that system that I bought are Atari manufacturer. So now this Atari 2600 Plus is going to be $130, or you can pay in four interest free installments of $32.49 with the Shop Pay. I'm not going to put a link up there, not paying me anything, but atari.com/products/Atari-2600-plus, you know, that's the website I'm looking at right here. But it says, no cartridge left behind. Enjoy your favorite Atari 2600 and 7800 games on one system. Not only does the Atari 2600 Plus pull double cartridge duty, it also features HDMI and widescreen mode for easy connectivity to modern TVs. Jump right in with the included CX40 Plus joystick and a 10-in-1 game cartridge that features some of Atari's most famous games like Adventure, Missile Command, and Yar's Revenge. Now, those are, of course, some games that you can play on your own. Now, you can buy an additional controller, so you can play stuff like combat or whatever. I don't know what all these other games are on this cartridge, this 10-in-1, but they have pointed out that it can play other cartridges, so existing cartridges that are out there if you happen to go to thrift stores or, you know, one of those special novelty-type shops that has old Atari games. This is supposed to be able to play those games as well, which is kind of cool, which kind of tempts me into getting one, I must say.
And heck, maybe one of my paychecks this month. I mean, I'm paying off for my PS4, but I'm kind of half tempted to, you know, $32.49. And, you know, that's only part of what my average allowance that I get out of each one of my paychecks. So, I mean, I could do this thing. I am tempted to get it. Some of the features, though, it's an updated, of course, version of the iconic Atari 2600. It has been enhanced with the following ways, which some of the stuff I already read. It's got an enlarged cartridge socket, which reduces sticking. I don't know that I ever have a problem with it, with sticking cartridges, but I suppose it happened. The Atari logo lights up when being played, and I'm looking, I guess that's the logo there at the front of the console. The system comes, of course, with a joystick, lovingly recreated. Here's a longer list that says Adventure, Combat, Dodge'em, Haunted House, Maze Craze, Missile Command, Real Sports Volleyball, Surround, Video Pinball, and Yar's Revenge. Now, a lot of those games, of course, they're two-player, like Surround. We used to play Surround a lot, and Maze Craze is two-player. What I would wonder is if maybe they reprogram some of these to where you could make it into a one-player game, because you're only going to give people one joystick. Okay, if you give people one joystick and then yet put some games like Combat on there that you need to play with another person, you can't play it by themselves because the computer doesn't control a thing. Maybe that with this cartridge here, they've updated it to where, oh no, we have an AI now that will play against you. So we'll see. Pre-order availability. This item is currently available for pre-order and will ship in November, December 2023. Pre-orders are considered final 30 days after the order date. And I think when you start to order, you can order an additional controller. There is a compatibility list for the different games that are available that will work. All documents. My goodness, and that's a lot. Although a lot of these are passes and untested. Heck, you can even play E.T. the Extraterrestrial if you can find a copy of that. The only one that was a fail is Real Sports Boxing that I'm seeing here. But a lot of stuff is still marked as being untested. But most things are working here on the list if this is supposed to be every game. Oh, there's something. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre was a fail. Did not work. Well, that's okay. If you want to play that, there is a new game of it. It is out there. But I'm considering ordering this just because of the nostalgia and the fun. And it would be nice, though, if the controller, I don't know how long the controller cable would be, but it'd be nice if it was like remote so that I could sit on the couch. My wife and I maybe could sit together on the couch and play. And I don't know how long the cables would be, but I guess if it's an HDMI, you could buy a super long HDMI, but you still have to get some power, which, you know, we could get to power cables. This is something I'm going to have to consider, but I'd want to have like two controllers so my wife and I could play together. Okay, something else so fun happening in the world of games.
Ooh, so exciting! Welcome to the Flower Kingdom, a not-so-distant land just beyond the Mushroom Kingdom. Mario and friends were invited here by the benevolent Prince Florian. But Bowser, the king of the Koopas, had other plans. With just a single touch of the mysterious Wonder Flower, Bowser merged with Prince Florian's castle. To his newfound power, chaos spread across the land. Now, it's up to Mario and friends to stop Bowser and save the Flower Kingdom.
This was part of a program, a Nintendo Direct program, that they put on, and this is a whole 15-minute like video that I'm going, but I only play like a minute and a half of it, for Super Mario's Wonder. This is a side-scrolling, so it's like a 2D game, but it's very much 3D, which I believe they've done something similar to this before. But it looks just a lot of fun, and I'm not really good at platforming games. But this will be coming out, let's see, do we have, October 20th. on Nintendo Switch, and it just looks like a lot of fun. Looks like a very classic style Nintendo Super Mario Brothers game. So yeah, definitely interested in this. Looks like it's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. So yeah, that's definitely something that's on my radar. All right, so the next thing here. Oh boy. So Beetlejuice 2 cinematographer says Tim Burton sequel is about keeping a family together in the craziest world possible. However, I think this might have been delayed a bit. There's a lot of things that have been delayed due to the strike going on right now. I've even heard that Dune 2 has been moved to March due to some of the delays. But they talked to, let's see if I can say this right, the cinematographer here. Harris Zambarlucas. I think that's how you say this, okay? But this is bringing Michael Keaton in back as Beetlejuice, Jenny Ortega, Winona Ryder, and director Tim Burton. I figured Jenny Ortega might be playing Lydia's daughter. Because I'd say Jenny Ortega looks just enough like Winona Ryder that you could believe that that's her daughter. But there was a press junket during, because Zambarlucas is working on Kenneth Branagh's Ghost Story, A Haunting in Venice, which I'm actually interested in that. So the cinematographer says that both Kenneth and Tim and these two stories wanted to work in camera, meaning that both films were shot in a street sequence, so to be edited while filming. And he said, though, at its heart, Beetlejuice 2 is a story about a family, and now it's 30 years later, and what are the intricacies and the human condition in keeping a family together all that time, set in the craziest world possible? That's why I choose projects. That human connection for me is always at the forefront. So I think a lot of the filming that has gone on, they've talked to Michael Keaton on Empire Magazine. It's set to hit theaters September 6th, 2024, so it's still a year away. But I have a feeling they're not shooting anything right now, okay, because of the strike. So I don't know that they're on target to release at that time. But, you know, it is nice that some of the original people and Tim Burton are even working on this. Now, here's something I just learned about. I don't know that this really has a whole lot of audio that we can work for. Perhaps it does. Let me see if I can get this to play.
G.I. Joe is the code name for America's daring, highly trained special mission force. Its purpose to defend human freedom against Cobra, a ruthless organization determined to rule the world.
From the jungle to the stormy peaks, through the desert and across the seas, they're the ones who answer the call.
So this is going to keep playing the song here as it wraps up. I'm going to pause that. Okay, so developed by Maple Powered Games and publisher Freedom Games, they've revealed a brand new collaboration with your company Hasbro at G.I. Joe side-scrolling beat-em-up that you'll have you scrambling for the arcades. Now, is this going to be released in arcades? That's kind of odd. But this was put out, Nintendo Life is the one talking about this, so I figure this is going to be on consoles, but it's called G.I. Joe Wrath of Cobra. This is a four-player, arcade-style beat-em-up, basically, with the Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge coming out and actually, you know, bringing this back. And a lot of other games kind of been following suit. We've had a Streets of Rage 4, I think, which I played a little bit of. I need to get my copy of that and play through the rest of that. But yeah, and it says reminiscent of Streets of Rage 4 and the Shredder's Revenge. This is a pixel art arcade brawler that will give you command of a number of G.I. Joe favorites, including Duke, Scarlet, Snake Eyes, and Roadblock.
Some other characters are actually shown in there, like Gung-Ho was shown in this kind of bad animation, I think, in this little trailer before it actually starts showing game footage. The game footage looks good, but this animation they have in the intro doesn't look very good. But it says all the iconic weapons, locations, vehicles will be at your disposal as you take on G.I. Joe's toughest mission yet. And this is what's also kind of fun, is that singer there, T. Lopez, who has worked... on like the Shredder's Revenge game, actually apparently has worked on some of this music, and he even worked on this with the Crush 40s lead singer Johnny Gioli, who's famous for Sonic the Hedgehog. I'm not sure exactly what all he did in Sonic the Hedgehog, whether they're talking about games or music, but he is contributing to the soundtrack as well. So this is coming first quarter of 2022 for the Switch. That's at least where they're initially releasing it. I am hopeful it'll be on the PS4 or something as well eventually, but it might just be a Switch game. But thankfully, I do have a Switch, so if I need to buy it on that, I can. It'll make Philip unhappy. He doesn't have a Switch, so he'll just have to come over here and play. But yeah, so that's probably why Nintendo Life actually had that, because, of course, it's an exclusive for now. All right, let's go to the trailer park.
Mama, now the Gator got in the house.
Now the Gator? Give me that sugar. Come here.
Get him all. Get that Gator.
The Neverland Trailer Park.
Alrighty, and I was looking here on the game channel. It looks like we've got a few new subscribers. Thanks for subscribing, those of you who are playing the game. Some people were even looking. I did have some incomplete playthrough of the new DLC for the Shredder's Revenge game. I have not yet managed to complete it. It is more difficult than I would have expected. It is a good challenge. It's been fun. I've played online. There's no way I think I could do it solo. But been having some fun in that. And you can find some of that video on the Neverland Official Gaming channel. But anyways, let's go look at our first trailer. The final trailer for I plan to watch this before our next episode. Maybe we'll do some full coverage, but they had one last trailer for One Piece that's coming up on Netflix, and I just thought I'd go ahead and share it, even though, I mean, it's available for view as of, I think, August 31st. But here you go.
I'm gonna find the One Piece. It's Gold Roger's treasure. He hid it somewhere in the Grand Line.
It's a myth.
Can't wait to see the look on your face when we find it.
But isn't there something that you want? More than anything else in this world.
For as long as I can remember, it's been my dream to become
King of the Pirates!
King of the Pirates, eh? Some treacherous path.
If the path seems too easy, then you're on the wrong path.
Piracy is a scourge upon this world.
We will capture them. And they will be brought to justice.
Hit the deck!
Don't let anything get in the way of your dreams.
Not everyone gets to follow their dreams.
This is our fight. Until we find the One Piece. And become King of the Pirates.
Don't tell me you actually believe in him.
I don't need to. He believes in himself.
Where's Straw Hat Luffy? Ah!
I'm afraid it's time I ended this.
That went pretty well. Don't you think?
All right, so that is officially on Netflix as of August 31st. One Piece. Have you seen it already? Send me an email. Tell me what you thought. podcast@neverlandpodcast.com. I'll try to watch this before we record the next episode and get it out. I see a lot of the things that I wanted to share with you are actually sitting here on the screen. But let me just go through the normal stuff. Here's something that I'm
I personally am not that familiar with these two, or I didn't watch the other movie, but I figured I'd share this with y'all because you might be interested. Good Burger 2. Who would have ever thought that this was happening?
Oh, hey, Jackson!
Hey, man. You almost car-burgered me to death.
The new adventures of Ed and Dex starts now!
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can we take your order?
He's a kid, she's a
kid. Water?
I think so. Oh yeah, that's water.
None for me, thanks.
So it says here in the description from on Paramount Plus, I guess is being done by Nickelodeon here. It says Dexter, played by Kenan Thompson, and Ed, by Kel Mitchell, are back in an all-new movie after more than 25 years. This will be streaming on Paramount Plus this fall. So those of you who saw the original and you're fans of this kind of thing, I think I'm too old for Good Burger. It was kind of after my time. So I don't know that I'm really that interested. Okay.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Did I accidentally skip something? Yes, I did. Here we go. We got a second trailer for the Five Nights at Freddy's film, which is coming this Halloween.
Cake, really.
Garrett.
It's a security gig.
Hello?
Welcome to Freddy's. Have you met them yet?
Met who?
Foxy, Bonnie, Chica, and Freddy. Back in the 80s. Some kids went missing.
What is this?
It's why the place shut down. The police searched Freddy's.
Hey!
They never found the kids.
What the heck?
children possessing giant robots?
Tell me how to stop them.
You don't. It's too late. He's coming.
All right, so this is actually coming here very, very soon. It's actually going to be in theaters, I think, October. Did it just say October 4th in the beginning of that? But it's going to be streaming on Peacock by October 27th, so it'd be a good Halloween watch. So if I don't get a chance to get out to theaters, like if I, say, I don't know, spend my money on that Atari system, then I can still watch it streaming before Halloween. It'll be part of my fun mix. By the way, with Halloween coming up, are you familiar with Scareplay? If those of you who are longtime perhaps listeners or have subscribed to the Neverland Official Gaming Channel, you might be familiar with, like, the last couple of years I've done Scareplay, where I spend some time playing a scary game and streaming it, or, well, if not streaming it, at least uploading it. I have been collecting on Steam some free to play scary type games that apparently don't take a whole long time to go through, so I'm going to play with those. I even just recently made a purchase. I think it's called Panic House on the PS4. Cost me like $3. Only takes about an hour generally to get through, and it's a lot of puzzles and solving and some scary stuff. But I'm going to play some of these, and I'm going to either stream some or at least upload some of this. Probably I'll try to stream it onto the channel. I don't think I can really I can stream on Twitch though now with a PS5. They won't let me stream it onto YouTube, where I generally do stuff, but I think on Twitch, if you just look for the spider pan, you'll find it there. But I will adapt and put everything over onto YouTube, but I don't know if I'll do it live or not on everything necessarily. I probably will with some of the stuff on the Steam, because I can sit there, and if you want, I can put myself on camera and you can see me play in case something actually scares me and I jump, you can watch me. I don't know, but yeah, that will be coming up pretty soon. I'll go ahead and start playing this, so make sure you're subscribed to the Neverland Official Gaming Channel. Okay, so moving on to the next thing that I wanted to share with you. This is something I think we mentioned that they were making, and we finally now get a look at it. It's a sequel to Chicken Run. It's called Chicken Run, Dawn of the Nugget.
Last time we broke out of a chicken farm. Well, this time... we're breaking in.
It's an impossible mission. Fire. Only the small matter of this electric fence. The camera-driven gun-toting moles.
And the laser-guided exploding ducks.
That place is impenetrable.
Yeah, and you can't get in neither.
Okay, everyone. It's go time.
It's all right. I went before we left.
Now you've had the appetizer. Time for the main course.
It's her!
Welcome to the future.
Coming exclusively to Netflix, December the 15th. It's go time for Ginger and the Flock. All is at stake when the dangers of the human world come home to roost. They'll stop at nothing, even if it means putting their own hard-won freedom at risk to save chicken kind. This time, they're breaking in. So, yes, coming exclusively to Netflix. I'm glad I still have a Netflix account. So, December 15th. I'm definitely interested in watching this from Aardman Studios, the same people who brought you Wallace and Gromit and a lot of other good stuff like Flushed Away and some other great old movies. Just a lot of good stuff. So I'm very, very excited about this. I mean, I knew they were doing it, but I got to say, I wasn't sure what they were going to do for a sequel. And now that I've seen it, I'm definitely excited. This looks fun. And one last thing I'm going to go ahead and share with you, because I've seen it while I was looking at these trailers. And so this is a short thing. Loki Season 2 is coming October 6th on the Disney Plus. They have a little, about a 30-second, 46-second, I guess, a little tease here. Let's go listen and watch it.
What I'm about to tell you is going to be hard to believe again.
I've been pulled through time between the past and the present and the future.
Everything is turning to sh.
That's right.
Don't overthink it.
Around and around and around we go.
All right. Again.
All right. So, like I said, that's coming October the 6th. Do they have any details? No, it just says the past, the present, and the future here on Marvel Entertainment, so not really giving us a lot of details. But he, of course, is where we first got to meet Kang the Conqueror. I had to think of it there for a second. They're just kind of coming back to that, and we're going to see how Kang exists in a lot of probably other different times throughout history and everything that he has been around, I figure, is what we're seeing, because we see him in the past. And Loki is just popping around all these different years. So I figure that's where we're going with this. So, yeah, we'll definitely be checking into that and taking a watch and see. And, because the first season was pretty good. I enjoyed it. So we'll go ahead and watch the second one. I'm not as overly enthusiastic of what they're managing to do with Marvel, because not everything they're making is good anymore. But you know what? I'm still going to watch this. I'm not going to be watching Marvels, and there's some stuff I have skipped out on. But I'll definitely check this out, because, of course, we all love Tom Hiddleston anyway, right? So we're going to watch him. Okay, so now we're going to turn a bit of a corner and end all this fun and to turn it into tribute. But we'll try not to be sad about this.
Will you stop this foolishness?
What foolishness would you like to see?
We'll share a little bit here. Let's talk about Wyndham Rotunda, who, known by his ring name of Bray Wyatt in the WWE, was more than just a character in the ring. He was a man with a deep passion for wrestling. He was born into a wrestling dynasty, and Wyndham carried the proud legacy of the Rotundo family from his father Mike Rotundo to his grandfather Blackjack Mulligan. Wrestling ran through his veins, and he carried that heritage with honor. Now, Mike Rotundo, some of you might remember as being Irwin R. Scheister later on, but also he used to partner with a guy named Barry Wyndham, who was a tag team, which is, of course, how we get the name here for Wyndham Rotundo. So he was given the last name of his father's old tag team partner. That was very, very nice. I kind of like that. Anyways, so let's reflect on Wyndham's remarkable ability to create unique personas that resonated with fans worldwide. Whether it was his transformative journey as Bray Wyatt or his earlier roles, Wyndham's creativity knew no bounds. He wasn't afraid to take risks and step into the unknown, leading to the birth of unforgettable characters. We remember, he was Husky Harris even at some point. I believe came out of NXT. He was part of the Nexus at the time. That's a fun word to say, because, hey, this is the fan of Nexus, and there was a group called that. Yeah, isn't that interesting? Anyway, Wyndham Rotundo was a master of character work, breathing life into every role he portrayed, from his eerie promos and captivating entrances to the in-ring psychology that left us in awe. He was a true storyteller. His commitment to his characters allowed us to suspend disbelief and be transported into the worlds he created. Wyndham's career was defined by his willingness to evolve and reinvent himself, whether it was the enigmatic leader of the Wyatt family or the sinister alter ego, the Fiend. He constantly pushed the boundaries of his own creativity. His adaptability showcased his versatility as a performer, earning him a special place in wrestling history. Wyndham Rotundo's impact transcends the wrestling ring. He connected with fans on a profound level, becoming a symbol of empowerment and resilience. His candid discussions about his struggles and triumph inspired countless individuals to face their own challenges with courage and determination. As we celebrate the legacy of Wyndham Rotundo, let us remember the moments that left us in awe, the matches that kept us on the edge of our seats, and the emotions he evoked. While his journey in the wrestling world may have been taking unexpected turns, the mark he left on the industry and in our hearts will forever remain. All right, so another person that's passed away is Terry Funk. Now, Terry Funk's legacy is a testament to his unparalleled passion and dedication to professional wrestling. Hailing from a wrestling dynasty, Funk's journey in the ring was marked by grit, tenacity, and an unyielding commitment to his craft. He wasn't just a wrestler, he was a pioneer who pushed the boundaries and redefined what it meant to be a performer. Now, he, of course, was an innovator in the wrestling world, known for his intense brawling style and his willingness to experiment with new techniques. Funk blazed a trail that many would follow. From his unforgettable hardcore matches to his creative storytelling, he showcased the art of wrestling in its rawest, most authentic form. Terry Funk's career was defined by legendary feuds that captivated audiences around the globe. From his iconic battles with Ric Flair to his tumultuous relationship with Mick Foley, every feud was a masterpiece of storytelling. And who can forget the unforgettable moments like the I Quit match or his run as the Chainsaw Charlie? Funk's contributions are etched in wrestling history. Terry Funk's passion for wrestling extended beyond the ring, and even as he aged, he continued to inspire and entertain, proving that age was no barrier to greatness. His commitment was a shining example of how love for one's craft can lead to a lifetime of fulfillment and success. Beyond his own accolades, Terry Funk served as a mentor and influencer to generations of wrestlers. His wisdom, experience, and willingness to pass on his knowledge contributed to the growth and evolution of the wrestling industry. He shaped the careers of many, leaving an indelible mark on the next wave of talent. As we bid farewell to this segment, let us remember that he is irreplaceable. His legacy will live on in the hearts of fans, wrestlers, and everyone whose lives he touched. His rebellious spirit, passion, and fearlessness serve as a reminder that in the world of wrestling, there will never be another one quite like him. Let the Funk live forever. Oh, and then here's another one that whenever we stayed home from school, we would always watch The Price is Right. Bob Barker's career spanned generations and genres, from his early days in radio to his iconic tenure as the host of The Price is Right. With his trademark microphone and charismatic presence, Barker invited us into the world of game shows and gave us moments of joy that will be forever etched in our memories. More than just a game show, I mean, let's dive into the phenomenon that was The Price is Right. For decades, Bob Barker's hosting prowess turned the show into a cultural touchstone. His interactions with contestants, his witty remarks, the genuine warmth, he created an environment where everyday people could shine and make unforgettable memories. Now, beyond the entertainment world, Bob Barker actually used his platform to advocate for animal rights, and his passion for animals led him to become a dedicated spokesperson, urging viewers to help control the pet population by having their pets spayed or neutered. His advocacy work shed light on the important issues and inspired countless individuals to make a positive impact. Bob Barker was known for his quick wit and the ability to handle unexpected moments with grace. From his playful interactions with contestants to his memorable cameo on Happy Gilmore, his sense of humor and charm endeared him to fans of all ages. So as we reflect on Bob Barker's legacy, let's remember his generosity and his philanthropy. His substantial donations to animal welfare organizations demonstrated his commitment to making the world a better place. His contributions continue to impact the lives of animals and serve as an inspiration to us all. Well, now, maybe slightly less known by name, but Arlene Sorkin's journey into the world of entertainment began with acting, and her versatility and skill quickly set her apart. From her early days on soap operas to her memorable roles on television, Sorkin's ability to bring characters to life with depth and authenticity made her a standard in the industry. Now, the only soap opera I remember her being on is the Days of Our Lives soap opera, where she was actually married to her character was, I think, named Calliope, and she was married to a character named Shane, if I remember correctly. And Shane, I forget the actor's name now, but he became known later as Q on Star Trek to the Next Generation. Now, what did Arlene Sorkin do after that? Well, other than she was a temporary hosting with Dave Coulier on America's Funniest People, let's delve into the role that would forever define Arlene Sorkin's legacy, Harley Quinn. Her voice work as this beloved character in Batman the Animated Series introduced us to a unique blend of comedy and tragedy. Sorkin's performance captured the essence of Harley's complex personality, earning her a special place in the hearts of fans. Arlene Sorkin's contribution to the creation of Harley Quinn is truly remarkable. Inspired by her real-life friend's comical antics, Sorkin's portrayal brought a fresh and dynamic energy to the character, and her impeccable comedic timing and emotional depth breathed life into Harley, turning her into an iconic figure in the DC universe. Arlene Sorkin's talents extended beyond the world of superheroes. Her work in voice acting included various roles in animation, video games, and even live-action productions. Her ability to seamlessly transition between different mediums showcased her incredible range as a performer. And as we celebrate Arlene Sorkin's contributions to the entertainment industry, let's acknowledge the impact she has on aspiring actors and voice artists. Her dedication to her craft and her ability to breathe life into characters serves as an inspiration to those that follow in her footsteps. So let's just remember that her legacy lives on through her body of work and the characters that she brought to life. She made us laugh, cry, and even reflect on the human experience. And we have more to talk about. Now, I wasn't a big fan of Jimmy Buffett, but Jimmy Buffett is the man who has been sailing through our hearts and minds for decades. And he's a true musical icon. He's not just a singer and a songwriter. He's a lifestyle ambassador for those who dream of the sun, sand, and never-ending beach party. So when you think of Jimmy Buffett, I bet the first thing that pops in your head is Margaritaville. I mean, that's not just a song. That is an anthem for escapism and a call to leave our worries behind and embrace the laid-back island life. Jimmy Buffett's music, it was like a passport to paradise. From changes in latitudes, changes in attitudes, to cheeseburger in paradise, he's transported us to tropical destinations, allowing us to momentarily forget our everyday troubles. And I remember they used to play Cheeseburger in Paradise when I was working at Oceans of Fun here in town. They were always playing that one. Like, I was like a regular part of the music system. But it's not just about palm trees and sandy beaches. Now, Jimmy Buffett's songs are filled with depth and introspection. A Pirate Looks at 40 captures the essence of growing older, reflecting on a life's journey and the pursuit of happiness in the way that only Jimmy Buffett can. Come Monday, which I actually remember that song as well, with its heartfelt lyrics, it tells the story of love and longing, reminding us that even in paradise, we all experience the ebb and flow of life's tides. And of course, Volcano, that's a song that makes you want to grab a lava flow and dance the night away, all while pondering the mysteries of the universe. Jimmy Buffett has some loyal fans. They're actually known as Parrot Heads, and they aren't just fans. They're a community that's united by their love for his music and the island lifestyle. Whether it's tailgating before a concert, wearing grass skirts and lays, or simply sipping on a cold beverage with a tiny umbrella, the Parrot Heads bring the spirit of Margaritaville wherever they go. And that is our tribute to those who passed away. And I mean, there's been others. Philip did post up that the lead singer of Smash Mouth has passed away. But Smash Mouth, I mean, really, they had one song that was just in every stinking movie that you ever would watch there in the late 90s, I think. That's all I really know them for. And I figure we have enough tributes in there. I wasn't going to add one more. But we do want to thank Karen Kennedy, Ricky Pope of Christian Nerds Unite, and Darren Wilhite of the Wilhite and Wall Show for helping out with the show and helping me with that introduction. Remember to visit NeverlandPodcast.com. Find links for the shop where you can buy some merch. That really does help. Also, you can find the links for Patreon where you can help us out and get a commercial-free version of the show. That's always a plus, right? Also, make sure that while you're on the site, I have a link there for my podcast reviews. You can leave a review. You can actually, even if you have a podcast, you can sign up to get your reviews sent to your inbox from around the world, because if you're just going through Apple, you're only going to get whatever country you happen to live in. Don't forget to email us at podcast@neverlandpodcast.com. Let me know what you think of the show. Let me know what you think of the One Piece film, because I plan to watch it, and heck, I could share what you have to say. Of course, we are on Twitter. I mainly just post, you know, the shows there. And then, of course, Facebook. We have a group in there, which I'm trying to make sure I post a lot more things in the group. A lot of different fun things or memes that I find. Having a good old time in there. So make sure you come on to Facebook and join our group. Of course, you can join the Neverlanders on the website. Become an official Pixie or Lost Boy. Why do we have Pixies? Because girls are too clever and they don't get lost. But, well, at the end of the show here, I am going to tell you, however, to get lost. In an adventure! And I will see you next time. Thanks for joining us.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.